All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Mincha Maariv today is at 7 and at 8.05 p.m. Please make an effort to join us for one or all of the minyanim tonight. Your presence makes a tremendous difference. We began talking about Shmona Esrei briefly a little bit last week. I want to continue it, but I want to make a little bit of an adjustment. Up until now, we've been using the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch primarily, fairly exclusively, and using that to explore where we're going from, with the where we're going to. The discussion of the Shmona Esrei, I think, should take on a little bit of a different approach, only because it's so central to our religious experience that we recite it three times a day. There has to be a hashkafic element. There has to be a deeper understanding. I want to address the halachic aspects of it more in depth, but also use that as a framework to understand more deeply what exactly we're individually and collectively trying to accomplish by reciting Shmona Esrei three times a day. In order to do that, I'm going to bring in a couple of svarim that hopefully will accomplish two things. Number one, will accomplish adding a little bit different perspective, adding a little bit more depth to the Shmona Esrei, but also will pique your interest, pique your curiosity about the many, many svarim that exist about Shmona Esrei, or about tefillah in general, in the hopes that you'll pursue the opportunity to study tefillah more in depth. So we began last week by suggesting that the Gemara encourages, requires smicha geula l'tefillah, that it's necessary to juxtapose mentioning that God is a redeemer, that God has redeemed the Jewish people, to the start of Shmona Esrei. And there's a sefer that I'm bringing this morning called Tfila Kehil Chasa, which I'll bring in quite regularly. Tfila Kehil Chasa is like the go-to halacha sefer on tefillah. It's very, very comprehensive, has a lot of haskamas, is very widely used. So he begins our introduction to Shmona Esrei by saying the following: Omdim l'tefila Shmona Esrei be'ema yira v'fachad ba'omid lefnei Hamelach, right? Nothing that we don't know already, that when you stand ready before you've recited Ga'al Yisrael, when you stand, as we mentioned last week, you're starting to recite Tehillos L'Kel Elyon, you stand up, what's the disposition that you're supposed to have? You're supposed to have a disposition that you're about to stand with fear, with a certain sense of awe. You're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. K'shera mote ma'at k'lapei ma'atza v'alev mechuvan l'ma'la shemayim. This, I thought, was quite a fascinating dichotomy, right? You're supposed to have that humility. You're supposed to be a little hunched over. You're supposed to realize how low that humanity really is. And your heart is supposed to be focused towards Shemayim. So the reason I mentioned this as an opening thought on Shmona Esrei is simply because I think the smichas geula l'tefillah, the juxtaposing redemption next to tefillah, the mentioning of God's redeeming commitment to the Jewish people next to tefillah, is this tension that we have. Yes, we're very low, but we also have the ability to reach very high. Right? We're supposed to, when we're davening, we're supposed to be hunched over, but we're also supposed to recognize that we still have an audience with the King. And the reason that we do that is because of God's commitment to redeem us. Right? God's commitment, whether we know He's redeeming us, we don't know He's redeeming us, like in Purim, whether the redemption is so overtly obvious, but it's not necessarily we're not necessarily on the level to be redeemed, like on Yetzias Mitzrayim, there still is a commitment to redeem us. So even when we're walking into Shmona Esrei and we have that lowly feeling that who are we to stand lefnei Melech Malchei Melachim before God, we still have a commitment of Gal Yisrael. We still have a commitment of God being the redeemer. No matter how high or low you are. Chanan ben Akash, Yom Ratzah, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lizak Yisrael. Leficha Chir Bar Lehem Torah Mitzvah Shnem, Adonai Chafetim Antikol, Yagdil Torah, V'Yadir.
G'day, G'day, Shmeh Rabah, Amen.